Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ake ngimbonge futhi uNkulunkulu egameni lenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu kanti sisekhona kulolu hlelo lwethu umphatlalatsane sidingida isihloko sethu esibaluleke ngendlela emangalisayo lapho khona esithi building a godly family. We bless the Lord kunamazwi engifisa ukuthi sikhulekele phezu kwawe ekuseni athi ke kepha yazithwala izifo zethu yabetshatha obuhlungu bethu kodwa thina sathi ijezisiwe ishayiwe nguNkulunkulu ihlushiwe. Bese ngiyalapha ya ku verse number 5 kuthi khona yebo yalinyazwa ngenxa yeziphambeko zethu yachotshozwa ngobubi bethu isijeziso sasiphezu kwayo ukuba sibe nokuthula nangemivimbo yayo siphilisiwe. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu egameni likaJesu. Ake sikhuleke, siyabonga baba phezu kwaleli lizwi. Siphinde sikhulume ukuphila phezu kwaleli lizwi. Siyala whatever problems, whatever challenges we may have to deal with or face, because we know that you did it for us at the cross of Calvary. You went for me, you went for everyone, and the Bible says by your stripes we are healed. We release the grace of healing to those who are sick in their deathbed. Sithi Baba, right there, let there be life. Ukufa kusuke emzimbeni yabo, ukugula kusuke emzimbeni yabo, and those who are dealing with different challenges in their marriages, bringing stress and anxiety, Father God, we pray, remove anxiety, remove stress, remove contentions, remove whatever the demons or the devil or whatever is that has happened, restore the joy, restore the marriages. Father God, we thank you that we can trust you even for the children that have left Nkulunkulu indlela yokulunga. We are praying that by the grace of the Lord, let there be a restoration in Jesus' mighty name. Let the church of God say amen. Vuka kulowo mbhedo, do whatever that you are unable to do. I believe the grace has released the anointing. There is so much grace, there is so much power, there is so much, you know, of healing just now. We need to consistently pray until we see the death rates in COVID-19 declines completely. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu wethu ke webangcwele. We encourage everyone to pray. Kanti usahleli naye ubaba uThemba egameni likaJesu, ubaba uBednock. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ke webangcwele. Kanti sigcinela phaya sikhuluma ngesihloko sethu esithi ke building a godly family. Kanti sithinte iphuzu lethu lesithathu elithi garbage in, garbage out. Oh, sithi ke what you put is what you get. You cannot, you know, put something and get a different, you know, noma a different product, but it is what we put there kubantwana bethu that we would normally get. So ke sigcineke sikhuluma lapha sithi ake sibuke ukuthi ke kulamaphutha esiwenzile of leaving untrained children and sometimes trained children, ukuthi we said that we it's possible that we can create, you know, little monsters and siya sakhuluma ukuthi ke abantwana sithole ithuba lokuthi beze bengenalutho, and ithi nabokuqala to make an impact, to make that input eyothi ekugcineni iproduce whatever that is unpleasant before us. And so we said that bona banaleyo part yabo yobu selfishness obukhona obu active ingakho somehow you find them craving for attention, and if you're not giving them the attention, they, you know, yell, scream loud, because they believe ukuthi in so doing you will definitely pay attention. So sitheke, what the children turn out to be is therefore the direct consequences of the following factors. Ila ebekufuneke siqale khona ke sisho ukuthi what are the consequences, or you know, of what we do. There are so many things we've listed, and let me quickly remind us ukuthi ke sifunda incwadi yezaga 24 verses 3 and verse number 4 lapho khona lithi indlu iyakhiwa ngokuhlakanipha iqiniswe ngokuqonda. Hey my God, amakamelo agcwaliswa ngokwazi ngayo yonke ingcebo enqabileyo nemnandi. Oh, thank you Jesus. This is the word of God, and I believe we all need to actually continue more often sizwe izwi likaNkulunkulu in order to be encouraged. Now, let us look at the direct consequences of the following factors that we parents carry and that we pass down to our children, or that we portray before them. You know, because in one way we are passing down, or we are portraying, or we are showing different behaviors to them. And each and every factor has its own consequence. The first factor that we have listed is our own character strengths and weaknesses. We need to say it again. Our own character strengths. Ukuthi ke isimilo sethu siqukethe maphi noma maphi amandla nabuphi ubuthakathaka. It has so much to do with, you know, how in the end abantwana bethu would turn out. So kubalulekile ukuthi sigcizelele lokho ukuthi sometimes these are the things that we, you know, tend to overlook, and these are the things that we tend to turn a blind eye ukuthi ke we do have character strengths and we do have weaknesses, and sometimes we allow weaknesses to actually be dominant more than our strengths within our characters. So siphile portraying the other part which esingafuna ukuthi kube yiyo kahle hle esivezayo. Like for instance, uma kunamaphutha sihluleke ukubekezela, sihluleke ukuxolela, sihluleke ukukhuluma kahle. Sometimes we don't have constructive words that we use, and this sometimes ukukhuluma kakhulu, uma ukukhuluma you never stop talking, all those things, and once you get the platform nobody must speak, and everybody kufuneka lalele. Sometimes this is good, sometimes this is bad. That's why Bible ikhuthaza ukuthi be quick to listen and be slow to answer. So in between kuyenzeka ke ukuthi umuntu akhulume kakhulu. These are, you know, character flaws that we normally find, and uthola ukuthi kunabantu who cannot be pleased with a person that speaks non-stop, because such person does not give any other people room to say their opinions, to air whatever they think is best at the topic or whatever is on the table. So kuningi we are talking about ukuthi they can be you know, consequences, direct consequences of our character strengths. Ukuthi mhlambe you are that person, you know, sometimes kukhona lethe esasivama ukuyigcizelela ukuthi uma kune problem you scream, you shout, you do this, you do that. That on its own has got i element ethile engasiyinhle. Ukuthi at times we address ama problems but very very loud, and uthola ukuthi loko kuba ne impact yakho. There's so much to look at when we speak of the character strengths and weaknesses. So this is why we need to keep check. Sometimes omunye umuntu you know, khona lezi zinto esinokuzenza, isingiyenze mhlambe for example sinokuqamba manga, and size sif-involve nabantwana bethu emangeni wethu and not see ukuthi what damage are we actually bringing to the table and to shape and mold our children. Uthola ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi umama uyakweleta, ubaba uyakweleta, nangu lo baba ufikile, nangu lo sisi ufikile, nangu lo bhuti ufikile, nangu lo mama ufikile uzokoleka, umama abaleka athi nithi angikho. You know, zonke lezo zinto abantwana they learn something kithi. Sometimes ukuthi you even sit and have, you know, a cup of tea with your friends and start to discuss izinto ezenzeke ebandleni and bad mouth certain individuals, all those things that we leave unattended and think ukuthi they don't actually get to affect i-character yabantwana. Because in this case, bayakuzwa mawuthi ngiyakuthanda sibani, but bayaphinde bakuzwe lapha ekhaya ukuthi angimfuni nala hambe khona. And it confuses them ukuthi awu, umama has been saying this to this person and how pleased and how happy they are. But makafike ekhaya, it's a different story. So these are some of the things that we leave and not pay any attention kuzo. Ingakho ke sithi, our own character strengths and weaknesses do have direct consequences that can, you know, turn our children to be somewhat, you know, misbehaving and then singa understand. Kanti kukhona into Jesu ayigcizelela kakhulu, wayevama ukusola abafarisi ekhuluma the spirit of hypocrisy. And sometimes a lot of us we carry that spirit of hypocrisy. I once said it and I emphasize it ukuthi sometimes, you know, hypocrite people are people who act good. It's more like the people we see on our television screens. They portray some super hero type of characters, invincible. Whenever they face problems, nothing can defeat them. But in a true sense of the word, a common to ongangena in one room ashaya abantu abayi 100 abashiye nje. You think of the energy ukuthi where is the energy coming from? But that can happen in movies. So they actually portray something that they are not. Even kuma drama, you know, there's people who enjoy series, people who are acting as millionaires, who have businesses, but in true sense of, you know, they are true lives. It's not like that. Uma ulandelela is just a normal person oziphilela impilo yakhe. Those cars, that house, that business is only on the character. So we normally portray what we are not. So this is what we mean when we speak of the hypocrite spirit. Ukuthi sometimes we never take care of such things. And sometimes we mess abantwana bethu. And we never sometimes even say, I am sorry, or humble ourselves. Ukuzehlisa, ukhomba ukuthi singabantu, we sometimes can make mistakes. Okunye futhi okwesibili esingakuthinta, our own ability or inability to love. Oh, that is another part. That is another part. Wow. So, cliche mhlambe sengiye nga nabisa ukuthi the way we love, they learn something, and the manner in which we hate, they learn something. Ukuthi if kukhona amazwi uJesu awasebenzisa athi ninamvuzo muni, I think it's in on the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 5:6, but I basically ungayithola ku chapter 5, Matthew 5, athi ninamvuzo muni uma nithanda abanithandayo nibingelele abanibingelelayo. What good are you accomplishing? And then he goes on to say, abenzi njalo yini abafarisi nababhali. And somewhere in verse number 20 he goes on to mention this uthi uma ukulunga kwenu kungadluli okwabafarisi ningewubone. Oh my God. Oh yes Lord. Athi ningewubone umbuso kaNkulunkulu. So all that we are saying is it is important ukuthi ke sikubheke konke lokho ukuthi whatever that we do, we portray it before our children. Sometimes it's something that we do unaware, you know, kukhona izinto that are resting on our subconscious mind. Ukuthi sahlukunyezwa, ukuthi kunezinto ezazenziwa, and makuvela into eso, there is that feeling that you normally give out, there is a reaction that you normally show because of your past experiences, and some of these things we carry them unaware ukuthi siveze lokho. So this is why we are actually talking here, ukuthi these could be the direct consequences that we normally see, ukuthi they actually, you know, they have actually produced something that is unpleasant, something that we never like, something that we never intended to see in our children. And mhlambe wena ubheka ukuthi uyathandaza, wena ubheka ukuthi uyakhuleka, uya enkonzweni every day, kuma home cell ukhona, kuma prayer meetings ukhona, you know, kuma practices wamakhwaya, kuma committee meetings, in all the church activities, you are an organizer, you are the chairperson, you are the treasurer, you are the secretary, you are the liaising officer, whatever is that you actually have in terms of the position in your church. You only look at those things, and you determine your life based on, you know, how the church places value on you, how the church has actually entrusted you with lot of, you know, ability, you know, positions, and your involvement with the church. And sometimes we judge ourselves based on that, and we assume ukuthi ke lokhu nasekhaya kunjalo, kanti laphaya ekhaya these are some of the things that are reflective from our children's point of view. So kubalulekile ukuthi sigcizelele ukuthi whatever we do, it has some effect. Our consistency, or our own consistencies or inconsistencies, there are so many things that we kukhona abantu who would start a project and say, I'm committed to this, but somehow in between we are ishiya phakathi. And sometimes a person speaks this word, ati, I will never ever again, you know, I will never, I pindelele, and they will only do it for a certain period, but after some time they fall out, you know, out of whatever they have made a pledge or promise to do, or sometimes they put words and the next moment they have changed. So the inconsistencies, loko kuthi you are not consistent as a parent. Today you are saying this, tomorrow you are saying that. Today these are the rules, tomorrow these rules no longer apply. Tomorrow these rules apply, the yesterday ones you have put them aside. So these are some of the things that we need to look at and keep check ukuthi Nkulunkulu, am I that type of a parent who is consistent? Am I an inconsistent parent, you know, in terms of my parenting, in terms of, you know, whatever that I plan to do, whatever that I plan to say? Sometimes we make promises that we cannot keep. And uma sesihlulekile, we never even take time to sit our children and explain, good, hey, man, how I loved, you know, to actually do this for you. But because of these reasons, and then this is why it's important to always have, you know, open discussions as a family, so that abantwana would also voice out their concerns and share their fears, share their concerns, share their challenges with their parents, and sibone ukuthi noma ngabe kwezinye izinto asikhona, but what is it that we can do, even if sometimes we don't even have the strength, but we are aware ukuthi you are actually having this challenge as umntwana wethu, and we are willing to always be there for you. So it's very much important, bazalwane, to remain consistent. You know, it's important. What we should, and we must keep it up. We must maintain it. We need to be a people of their words. You know, umasihlulekile, we should accept and concede defeat, gracefully humble ourselves and, you know, ask for forgiveness wherever we may have missed out. Because it's not every time la esikwenza izinto khona, but wherever we can, we are doing it. And it's important ukuthi noma sesifika lapho, we should not be loud, we should not, you know, make noise about it ukuthi abantwana bethu should feel threatened. No, we should, you know, have a decent talk. Khona lento engigcizelelile ngathi sometimes ukwenza umsindo kube ngathi point lakho lizozwakala ngcono. It can still be heard even if you are civil. You put a discussion as civil, you know, ukuthi umntwana akuzwe, understand, abone isimo sakho. If kuyakhonakala, you know, put things in the open so that abone naye ukuthi ya no umama unama challenges. It is true ukuthi sometimes parenting it's a very tricky business because lesikhathi sibancane we felt ukuthi abazali bethu had inabilities in certain areas and benza deliberately. And now that we are parenting, we begin to see it ukuthi when they said abanamali, indeed they meant what they were saying. And when they said they cannot do this, whenever they said they have these challenges, now it has become our reality. And let's hope one day ukuthi nabo abantwana bethu it will become a reality and they would learn a thing or two out of that. So ke asiphinde sigcizelele ukuthi our own character strengths and weaknesses, our own ability to love or inability to love, and our own consistency or inconsistencies, these are some of the factors. We will continue on to, you know, talk further of, you know, the other following character factors that, I mean, the direct consequences or the factors that we need to state on our side as parents. Ukuthi, how can we then sort out that mess? Mfundisi ke uThemba uyanthanda webangcwele, asiqhubeke sithamele inhlelo zethu. Inkosi yomusa isenze kahle. Amen.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.